Please send me that recording.
Yes, I'll post that recording too. Yes. Okay. So the learning today, Shvi'as Chasila, Nishmas Adir Chav, Chaim Elazar ben Shem Shenariyeh, as well as Rabbi Yaakov Yezer ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion, shall also be a schus for Fu Shleima, Chaim Moshe Shur ben Malka, Chaim Dov ben Rachel, Chanaliyah ben Shein de Rachel, Abadati ben Perel, and Rafal Avram Nisanel ben Mashaliba, shall also be a schus for all those in a Makam Sakon and Eretz Yisrael, including Azriel Baruch ben Penina and Daniel Shlomo ben Rus Teka. So we are continuing in the idea of Bizayon. We said yesterday we had that really fascinating story of the guy who went down in the hold of the ship and he got peed in the face. And he was very proud of the fact at the end of his life that he was able to control his emotions. However, for most people, that's going to be very difficult to do. So he says like this, if a person finds he can't control himself, and again, that's most of us, if not all of us, who were publicly disgraced or disparaged like that. I'll call upon him, Latzer b'milim yuchal. Hold yourself back from saying any words. If you're feeling, on page 253, David, if even if you can't control the way you feel, but control what you're that you don't say anything. There's a parasha mefarshim ha'pasukim leishavis v'demamti. Just the pasuk that David said, I swear that I quieted my soul, even though I felt, may have felt like speaking out, like lashing out, but I quieted myself. That you have to tell yourself, even if I'm not equally balanced and I'm not able to disregard the treatment that I just received, the disgrace that was just done to me, but still I'm going to keep quiet. And you're basically going to keep your mouth shut and walk away until you can regain your composure with proper thoughts and remove the hakpada. So not lashing back out and then obviously escalating it because you respond and then they respond and it gets escalated, but rather walking away until you're able to be calm. And then you will have your emotion will be restored. Your countenance, your the way you feel will return to simcha. So till now we were talking about just someone who's a regular person who's on your level. But as we know, there are people that we are mechuyev to show kavod to, a rebbe, a parent, older sibling, people like that. We have to be very careful not to disgrace them. To going avi v'imai, a parent, shari ksiv ara makla avi v'imai, cursed is someone who degrades his parents. Because for a poiskim, and they write in, this is in Yeridaya, sha'afal pisha amru avsha machal al kavodah kavodah machal, even though the halacha is that a father could be michael on his kavod. So a father could tell his child, I'm Michael, you don't have to stand up when I come into the room. However, you can be Michael the covered, but hainu dafka kevaydai, avalay lebizyonai. You can't be Michael to allow your children to disgrace you. V'chaval al demishtachim banim seirim. And he basically says, quoting from a pasuk in Yeshaya, that what a chaval it is on children that go off the derech, that are being disrespectful to their parents, which is very prevalent. That they treat their parents disrespectfully to the point where the parents are gnashing their teeth. Basically, the parents are, doing their best not to react, but they are absolutely frustrated and angry at the treatment of the kids. Woe to these kids on the day of judgment, the day of reckoning. Similarly, someone who's mevazeh his teachers. Aside from the fact that he's obviously not going to accept the learning from them properly, so besides the fact that the Torah you're going to receive, you're not going to accept properly, but you're also going to be chayiv, you're deserving of being excommunicated. And lest you think that it's not so rampant, he says the Gemara says, you know what qualifies as disparaging tamidei chachamim? When someone refers to them and says, those rabbis. So when you're talking about rabbanim and you say, those rabbanim in Flatbush don't know what they're talking about, you just saying those rabbanim over there is already considered disparaging. And certainly if you finish the sentence and don't just lump them in and say those rabbanim, but you finish and you say, have no clue, or those rabbanim are completely lost or out of touch. So that's disparaging. A slanderous comment. How carefully we have to be when we are commenting on the words of Rabbi Seder Kedoshim, like Perushim, Mefarshim. Hat hakoid The Rishonim, who the smallest attribute that they had outshines all of our accomplishments. If we don't understand, let's say you don't understand Rashi. So you don't say Rashi makes no sense. That's not appropriate. Rashi makes perfect sense. You are failing to understand Rashi. So you have to believe that even if it's difficult, it's your lack of understanding. It's not because there's any problem in the words. Because he says we cannot, and this is a concept I've heard many times, which is although we learn Gemara and we learn the Peirushim, we are learning it on a very superficial level, and we are really not getting to the depths. A lot of times, when there's a complicated Tosfos, a question and an answer, okay, we learn the question, we learn the answer. But the real depth of what Tosfos is really asking many times flies right over our heads. And certainly the Gemara. The Gemara sometimes will ask a question that to us seems apparent. Like the Gemara will make an assumption, right? In today's daf, let me try again, David. Let's see if I can quote today's daf properly. Last time I failed, I fell flat on my face. Okay, in today's daf, the Gemara says that the Mishnah is talking about one type of deal, matana, where you were mefaresh, that you're excluding certain things from the gift, but yet when you're doing a sale, you weren't mefaresh. And so the Gemara asks, yeah, but the Mishnah doesn't say it. So then the Gemara comes back and says, you're right, okay, Gemara gives a different teretz. So like when you're learning that, it's like I could be a third grader could have this back and forth. So what was the Havamina? What was the Maskana? It's clear that we are not properly understanding what the crux of the Kasha was and what the crux of the teretz was, and we are just learning it on a superficial level. And therefore, they are teachers in Torah that we drink from their waters, we're living from their mouths. When you write proper respect. Like a Talmud writing an opinion in front of his Rebbe, who's still with us. You see this all the time. You know, I learn sometimes Sefer Chinuch. So we don't know who wrote the Chinuch, but it was obviously a Rishon. Now, if you look at the way that he writes, refers to the Rambam. He doesn't even call the Rambam by name. He just calls him like Admar. You know, nowadays we say Admar for Adonai Marenu Rabenu. So he refers to him like Rabenu Akadosh. He doesn't even refer to the Rambam, but he always refers in a very respectful manner. When the Ramban argues with the Rambam, he always talks in a very respectful manner. And so when we are commenting, we always have to be respectful and mindful that we should not, Chas v'Shalom, be disrespectful to these Perushim. Olam Yirakilu Baal Shmua Kenegdav Yakaris Mekayma. So when you want to quote, or rather, when you want to comment on a Peirush, imagine that tzaddik is sitting across from you. How would you address them? How would you speak to them? That's how you should speak about them. You should be shamed and humiliated, trembling when you're going to now, you know, question something. And beware, basically, the Mishnah Nava says, beware of the glowing coals, you're going to get burnt. Which means if you're going to start up with Tamidei Chachamim, their words are fire. If you're going to start up with them, you're going to get burnt. So a person always has to be mindful when we're learning, when whatever it is that we're learning. If something doesn't make sense, we shouldn't mock it. We shouldn't make fun of it. We shouldn't laugh sometimes at the Gemara. You know, sometimes when the Gemara talks about things that aren't relevant nowadays, there's a Gemara that talks about not combustion. What's it called? I forgot what it's called. Where something just appears from nothing. I forgot what it's called. But the Gemara talks about this, whatever. The Gemara will talk to Gemara. We're going to learn. I'll give you an example. This is actually a perfect example for this week. So in a couple of days in the Daf, we're going to learn, we're going to start the Perek of Hasfina, and we're going to learn 22 stories that Rabbi Bar Chana, 21, 22 stories that Rabbi Bar Chana heard from sailors. And all these stories are going to be fascinating about sea monsters and all these different things. And when you learn the Gemara, it's going to sound like ridiculous to you. But that's the point. The point is that we have to have respect. And if we, it doesn't make sense to us, what we should say is that these are people that understood the secrets of the world. These are people that through Torah understood science. So if it doesn't make sense to us, either Nishtana Teva, things changed, which is clear, or we should say we are not properly understanding what it is that they mean, not Chas v'Shalom to disparage and say, well, these were people that lived 2,000 years ago, so they had no clue. They didn't have microscopes and they didn't understand. Just the opposite. Anyone who thinks that is wrong, is incorrect. They had a deeper understanding. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that they un that 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 they had they th that the words we use today, what's the word, genes or molecules. I'm not going to tell you that they had those words, but the idea of what makes up a human being, the idea of atoms, the concept of what how a human being is made and what's helpful, what's beneficial, they had a deeper understanding than we have even today. And so for us to disparage when you learn a Gemara that talks about certain refuahs and say it makes no sense, this is all heebie-jeebie stuff. So we have to be very careful when we talk about Chazal in that way.